I'm going to start with an update on Jadeveon Clowney, just so we're all on the same page there. He went to Pensacola to meet with Dr. James Andrews to run some more tests on his knee. I wouldn't even call it a second opinion. I'd call it more a gathering of more information. And then when he returns, you know, we'll all sit down, you know, with our doctors, our medical people, Dr. Andrews, you know, Rick Smith, obviously, myself, you know, we'll make the best decision moving forward with that information that we gather from our doctors, from Dr. Andrews, and move forward from there. And again, it's always in the best interest of the player, what's best for the player moving forward. And really, that's all I'm going to say about that. So if we can just move on to Jacksonville, that'd be great.
Can you talk about how special it was for you to make a phone call to Anthony Dunn?
Yeah, he's, you know, yeah, that's a good question. You know, anytime you have a chance to bring a guy up from the practice squad that's really deserved it, whether it was Max Bulla or Anthony Denham, you know, I think those are good phone calls. And he's a guy that's really worked hard. He has to continue to work hard because he's still, you know, obviously a very young player. But, you know, we just felt like at the end of the day he had earned the right to be on the 53. And if he goes to the game, it'd be good to see what he does in the game.
Specials if you to make that call though to a guy who's trying to, you know, his journey's not been very easy,
right?
And here he is.
Yeah, no, and there, and you know what, there's a, not to single him out, but you're right about him. I mean, he hasn't had the easiest of backgrounds, no doubt about it, and I think everybody's pretty familiar with his story. And he's a guy that just works very hard. He's a great kid. He's always got a smile on his face, hard-working kid, really wants to be good. And you know, there are so many guys on this team that have every guy's got a story, you know, and it's really rewarding when you see those guys are able to be successful.
How's Kareem doing?
Kareem was out there today, and he looked okay. So that's it is day-to-day, but I think moving forward it looks better and better that he'd be able to play in the game.
Max was placed on IR. What did he do?
Yeah, he's had hamstring issues, and so you know, he tried to play through it. He's a very tough kid. He tried to play through it and really wasn't getting any better. And it was more a case, well, you know, Max, you probably need to take 3 or 4 weeks here and try to get it better. And certainly there's only basically in the regular season only 3 or 4 weeks left. So, you know, we just decided to go with the injured reserve route with him.
Well, you've had back-to-back wins those first two games, and since then it's been back and forth.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need this win, but how important is it at this point in the season to get some consistency with this team in terms of?
It's almost like you were out there at the huddle, Brian, out of practice at the end of practice. I thought we practiced well today, and I think that's the big word is for us to be able to go out there and practice consistently and obviously play on a consistent basis on Sundays. I think that's what we did in the Tennessee game. Not that everything was perfect in the Tennessee game, don't get me wrong, but I do believe we played our most consistent game of the year, and we played well in all three phases. So we have to remember that and understand that, you know, this Jacksonville team is a very, very tough team to play against, and we have to be at our best, and we have to play at a consistent level.
Dwayne Brown was saying some of that's kind of a mentality, too, a mental edge, a sharpness you guys have to compete at that next level in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think Dwayne's right. I think if you want to get over the hump of, you know, being a playoff team, getting to the playoffs, you have to understand that you can't get complacent. And I don't think these guys get complacent. I think it's more about let's make sure we string another good three practices together and go to Jacksonville and have a good football game, play a good football game.
Chris Myers said today that Jacksonville's defensive front is probably one of the best that you guys are going to face all year. Can you just talk about some of the guys they have down the training?
Yeah, I mean, they play six to about – sometimes they play eight guys. It's the strength of their it's really a strong point on their team. I mean, these guys, I think they're third in the league, I want to say, in sacks at 37. Their defense has caused 16 fumbles, which I think is third in the league. Six in the last two games. A lot of those are caused by their defensive line. It's a very tough chore for our guys, a big challenge. And our guys started off on the right note today. They had a good practice up front on our offensive line, and we need to continue that tomorrow.
What about the challenges of facing a team that's coming off such a high note with that big comeback win that they had against?
Yeah, you know, every week's a challenge, though. You know, and that's they're definitely a team that has momentum, no doubt about it. I mean, they were 21 down, and like you said, they came back. They scored two defensive touchdowns. I mean, Blake led them on a last-minute drive there to put it over the top. And they're definitely a team that's playing with confidence and have some momentum. We have some momentum. You know, we played well. So I think our guys have confidence in what we're doing. So it should be a good football game.
Jamal Rohl leads the team in interceptions. Right. Are you surprised by how successful he's been? Is it just a matter of him being a good fit for the system, or is it something else? Can you pinpoint why he's been having success?
Yeah, I think he's definitely a good fit. I think that's one of it. I think that's one of the things that you look at is that he's definitely a fit for our system based on where we use him. At corner, we use him at nickel. He's a decent blitzer. The thing that I noticed about him, though, right off the bat, regardless of systems, is that he's an instinctive player, and he's always around the ball. And he has good ball skills. He's able to catch the football, which sounds simple, but, you know, some guys don't – they have to really work at that. Jamal really has good ball skills. So I think he's a guy, too, that I notice, along with all those guys in the secondary, is that they really love to practice. They're out there trying to get better every day, and those guys are out there every day working hard to get better at the different things they need to get better at, and he's definitely in that category.
Speaking of getting better, Ryan Fitzpatrick, have you seen a little bit more confidence in his walk and how he's carrying himself this week?
He had a good practice today. He really did. He went out there today, and he looked sharp today, and that was a good thing to see. And because, you know, that's what I said after the game on Sunday, that he had had a really good week of practice leading up to the Tennessee game, and he started off on the right foot today. You know, I think it does take a while to get the grasp of our system and what we're doing. And, you know, as coaches, we're all impatient and we want everybody to get it right away. But it seems to me that he's got really good command of what we're trying to do right now.
JJ was saying that when he gets in the offensive huddle, he has no idea what anyone's saying around him, that he knows what his role is.
Well, he has to know the play call, to know what direction to go to and what to do.
He said all he knows is his little portion, and he asked the quarterback, which one are we doing? Keep it really simple for him?
I think when you get down there, it's funny, you know, when you get down into that area of the field, the call, the tempo of the offense is so important. So the calls are fairly simple for everyone. You know, there's some things that are a little bit longer than others, but we want to be able to play fast, put the formation out there quickly so that the quarterback can identify what's going on. And I think that carries over to JJ's part of it too, that it is you know, I don't know if simple is the right word, but it's very basic and direct as far as what he has to do.
I know he was kidding, but he said Vrabel might have something to do with him being able to get in on offense since he played so much on offense. Is that true?
Yeah, people have said that. You know, Vrabel, I don't know, he's never said anything to me about it. So, I mean, I was in New England when Vrabel caught touchdown passes. I know that. And, of course, Vrabel knows all the play calls, so when we run it against the defense, he's yelling out the play that we're about to run. But I don't know. You'd have to ask Vrabel about that, I guess.
Out of all the guys that you've played with, coached, is Watt the most versatile that you've seen on the defensive end of the ball?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I've been really lucky. I was talking to somebody today about, I mean, I've just been very lucky to be around not only great guys, great team players, but also some really great players. I mean, a lot of Hall of Fame players, you know. And you know, when you look at J.J., you know, the one thing you definitely have to marvel at is his ability to play different positions. You know, he can play defensive end. He can play defensive tackle. He can play nose. He can float around and play in a linebacker spot. And obviously, offensively, he can play tight end. So I would say he's definitely one of the most versatile players I've ever been around. And I think, again, though, the thing about him that I always want to make clear to people that I think sets him apart is his work ethic, the way that he approaches every single day. He's got tremendous talent, but he really does a great job of working extremely hard every day to get the most out of that talent.
What do you think of his pass route running ability?
You know, it's getting better. You know, I don't think it's easy to just jump over there. People, you know, probably watch him and think that, you know, he makes it look easy because of his athletic ability. But, you know, we have to work at that with all the guys, you know, whether it's Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, Damaris Johnson, Ryan Griffin, Garrett Graham, C.J. Fedorowicz, Arian Foster, whoever it is, and J.J. is no exception, that we have to work on that on Thursdays and Fridays. You know, if we're doing something new with them, we really got to work on it with them.
Picking up tight ends, Garrett Graham.
Yeah, that's going to be day-to-day, and I would say that right now that probably doesn't look good for being able to play in the game on Sunday.
What about Ryan Griffin, the way he's come on? I know the week prior in Cincinnati he was kicking himself. He didn't make a catch, but last week he was.
Yeah, that was a tough catch. I think the one you're talking about, the one down the middle there, that was a tough catch. But he you know, that guy is working hard. I was really happy for him that he was able to catch a touchdown pass against Tennessee. he's gotten better. He's improving. You know, again, that's a position in our offense that takes a while to really get used to. We do some different things with the tight end, and I think the guy's improved and really working at it.
Everyone talks about J.J.'s work ethic, but he says that Kolar is one of those guys who can push him and yell at him and get in his face and motivate it. How have you seen Bill continue to get the best out of J.J. Watt?
Well, I know when I took the job here, J.J. was one of the first players that I met, and one of the first coaches that he talked about was Bill Kolar. And I was very familiar with Kolar just from being in the NFL and knowing Bill's reputation as a great defensive line coach in this league and for years, and also as a player. And I think JJ's right. Bill, it doesn't matter who you are. Bill's going to push you. He's going to coach you technically, but he's also going to be right there when you don't do something right. Doesn't matter who you are, he's going to correct you. And when you do something right, he's very happy for you. He's very positive with you. I think he's one of the best D-line coaches I've ever been around.